The fate of the state fair park looks a bit more certain now that state lawmakers have signed off on a plan to pitch in on a new 10,000-seat stadium there.
Now, during their special session this afternoon, legislators gave unanimous approval to the plan. It's supposed to provide a permanent home to the Days of 47 rodeo. State Senator Luz Escamilla advocated for the bill in the Senate, and she's with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And Senator, first of all, tell us how much the state is going to contribute to this new stadium.
Thank you again for the opportunity to talk about this great bill. And we're going to be contributing as a state $10 million to a $17 million multi-purpose arena.
Who else is going to be pitching into this project, Senator?
We have the LDS Church through the Days of 47, $3 million. And estimated $1 million from the Salt Lake County, $1 million from Salt Lake City, plus the rest will be private donors from everything from Maverick, OC Tanner, Vines Bank, just your usual suspects when it comes to supporting the community and events.
So obviously won't be ready for this fair season, but so when do you hope that it will get underway?
Hence why we had a special session on this. We need this venue to be in place by July 1st of 2017, and that's why we needed the special session, because we, in this case, the partnership came from also a need of the Days of 47 to find a new location, a new venue for them. So it was kind of like the moon's aligned, but we need timing for the essence, so we need to have this in place by July 1st, 2017, so in a year.
And quickly, just Senator, how important is this for the survival of the fair park?
It was critical, as you, KSL has been reporting. You know, the last couple of years have been tough. The fair was at one point even discussing the possibility of privatizing that place and privatizing the fair itself. So to us, it's a win-win. We are in a place where, you know, we've been disregarding the state fair park, the facilities themselves for many years. This has been a 20-year making process. So it's a win-win, and what a better place to have the opportunity to have a state-owned facility, because we are going to own it as a state and just put a $10 million investment and get a $17 million facility. So we are excited for this opportunity and very excited for the west side of Salt Lake City. As you know, we've been taking a lot of maybe facilities and other type of development that we were not happy about, such as the state prison. So for us, this is a great opportunity to give something back to the west side that really brings economic development and makes the community proud.
Senator, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.